This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Nick, I said, how much does the creation of a penis cost?
Yeah, let's do penis talk on the radio.
So, well, this is clinical. This is Dr. Oz talking about this, because you were talking about, Nick, if you want to just say what you were talking about for your big take.
The banning, or at least the attempt to ban and shut down hospitals and public taxpayer dollars for the funding of gender-affirming care for minors.
How much does the creation of a penis cost, according
to
Dr.
Oz? Can we
take
a guess? Can we all take guesses real quick? Or has anybody already heard this?
Unless you've seen it, please don't. If you've seen it, don't cheat.
No. All right. And I'm always wrong anyway with my math.
Dawn, have you seen it?
Have I seen what?
The cost of the creation of a penis.
I was teasing you.
The cost of a creation of a penis.
Well, I think that there's a range that I would say that it's probably probably ballpark, right, hovering around $100,000.
Now, so I can get a better picture of this. We're talking about the creation of a penis to attach to a biological female that wants to become a man, correct?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding the context.
Yes.
But it's there's a lot.
I'll go 250,000.
No. Well, I guess that's if the whole apparatus. Like, do you remember Dr. Mark Solomon? He and Jen actually went out to California, but he used to be on Fox all the time. Great local plastic surgeon who worked out in New York here, etc. So he is one of the premier doctors for this in the world.
Mm.
He's world renowned. Mm. So this is actually a thing, and so it's incredible.
Does he operate on minors?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then he should be in jail.
And by the way, this is not the Howard Stern show. We're doing
because this is a medical.
This is a health official saying
yes.
This. All right, let's roll this.
Here, Marty.
Too many providers inappropriately profit from carrying out these destructive procedures. And I'm just going to go through this grotesque laundry list of prices, just so you're on the same page with what Secretary Kennedy started teasing at. According to a 2022 JAMA data, so it's very recent, the typical vaginoplasty, a procedure a child does not need, costs $60,000. Shockingly, a phalloplasty, the creation of a penis, costs, on average, in America, according to this data, high quality, $150,000 per child.
Wow.
I do believe, with doing some work, that these prices have continued to increase with increasing manufactured demand. Yeah. And I must point out that the creation of a vagina, in that case of a phalloplasty, or a scrotoplasty where you add testicles, that's extra.
Ah.
Oh, the ball's not included.
Technology that has afflicted the medical profession. It is shameful.
Can you supersize that? does it matter the size? You know what I mean?
Right.
It does.
So certain, you know, there are
penis
certain,
inflation.
There are certain areas of the world, and I will say, according to my sources, India, where it's unusual, like it's small comparatively to the rest of the world. So there are many reasons. Some of them are birth defects. Some are horrible accidents. But sometimes people, biological male, grown men, successful men, want a bigger one, and they go for, you know, and it's all possible.
So not being funny.
No, this is serious.
Maybe a little funny, but if you want like a Johnny Watt Holmes one, is that more than if you want like a light switch?
I mean, I don't think it's that much more.
Okay.
To be honest, all because right, once
I'm just curious
situation. But yeah. I think what he was talking about was so. There's a whole apparatus down there. And so when you're creating the entire group situation, the entire apparatus, the cost goes up.
So remember on the cut sheet real quick, we had some family, I think it was just a mom, who had five children and they were all trans.
Yes.
Remember we covered that story?
Cynthia Nixon is one of them too. Sex and the City. Like she has all these kids, and I think all of them are trans or some form of that.
I mean, there's the human nature, the human element of that. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to see a mom have five kids go through these procedures, and I certainly don't want my tax dollars going. I mean, so let's just say she had, I forget what the specifics were with biological gender assigned at birth, but let's just say she had five chicks, and they all wanted to become dudes. And they all wanted, as Dr. Oz talked about there, the man part. I mean, we're talking $150,000 with batteries not included.
Well put.
$200,000 a pop, let's call it.
Yeah.
That's $1 million to fix a family of kids.
Scott.
On my dime.
Scott Martin says, twigs only, berries extra.
Exactly.
Jeez almighty.
But think about this. So this has been a lawsuit. It started last summer. We talked about it. Governor Josh Shapiro, remember, signed on to that lawsuit. And all these lawsuits are still in the courts, but Pennsylvania front and center. And this will be a huge battleground issue, I believe, for 2028, because Josh Shapiro has supported this and condemned, you know, this kind of move by the Trump administration. And so the only other side of this, I'm going to say, I'm a little queasy about government reaching too far into the patient-doctor relationship.
I agree with you 100%.
And so that's where this gets squishy for me.
Squishy.
Well, wait a minute.
You know what I mean?
We have the government overstepping their bounds, removing kids from families because the parents won't call them by their preferred pronouns. But we can't step in for this.
I just think this is one of those gray areas that it will be worked out in the courts. And so what I would do, and I've said this all along, just put in there that if they get it wrong, that kid is allowed to sue. Make it easy. Take all the caps off. The lawyers always win. If any institution knows that there's a pathway by which they treat this child in a very compassionate way. And because some of this is really, as we've talked about, mental health.
Yeah.
We've talked about the fact that many experts say they're gay and that puberty is the cure for these kids. So if hospital institutions are incentivized to be compassionate, but not to be invasive because they know that there's a litigious situation in this kid, because too many kids have come forward and said, my mom really, you know, the doctors, my mom, whatever, push for this. And now I can never have children and I'm scarred for life physically and emotionally. And I was, you know, 8 years old or I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And if that kid can get $100 million, guess what? Then this all goes away.
Okay.
So I would rather go through let that incentivize or, you know, disincentivize the hospitals. You know, I'm just saying. I just think that anytime you open this up, then they're going to take advantage of it.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.